Rise and shine. Come on. Man, we're looking a little heavy on this side, and not so heavy on this side. I guess I'm noticing it today because for some reason the Lord's got me on balance today. So I guess that's fits in that category of balance. And so why don't you just stand with me if you can, and look at Marita there, and we'll just enter into worship here. Just thank you, Father. Thank you for your desire to be just in the little stuff with us in life, Lord, not just all the stuff that might take us to the some ramped up emergency or something, Lord, but just all the little details that you like to be a part of with us. We invite you in, Lord, right now to just walk with us, Lord. We worship your name. Amen.
Thank you.
We're going to go into the offering here, tithes and offering, and just asking the Lord about what's on his mind today for the offering. Of course, I do that every time, but he's always got better ideas about it than I do, for sure. And he wanted me to bring a prop today. I'll give it back, Jody. He's talking to me today about balance. And specifically speaking to me, I felt, but I think there's probably many of you in here that might be in the same challenge, I guess. Professional versus your family life. And finding the balance in that. Being a good steward of your business, being a good steward of your family. So this is the offering. We could you can give online, akbridgeofhope.com. Blue box is on the wall in the back. During the next song, you can bring in your tithes and offering in the buckets up here. So I'm in Proverbs, the Passion Translation, Proverbs 24, a couple different spots. 24 first, I'm going to do 30 verses 33 and 34. Preface that, you know, I was asking the Lord today, you know, he put this balance thing on my mind and didn't really quite know what to do with that. And he is just amazingly faithful to highlight things to me in Scripture. It's like, okay, Lord, I'm gonna wait on you to bring something to me, but that in itself doesn't work usually for me. Usually it doesn't happen until I actually say in my heart that I'm going to pursue it and not wait for it. And it's like once I've crossed that line to pursuit of what he wants for me versus sitting there waiting with my mouth open to be fed, it's like almost immediately stuff starts pouring in. And that's once again the case with this. And so, Passion Translation, Proverbs 24, 33 through 34. Professional work habits prevent poverty from becoming your permanent business partner. And if you put off until tomorrow the work you could do today, tomorrow never comes. Man, that really speaks to me, because I like to see stuff finished. I don't like to have stuff hanging out there half done that I have to think about for another day. So that just, I'm wired that way. So that speaks to me really deep. But there's a danger in that place for those of you that are like me in that regard, because we can tend to get off balance with the other things in our life. I thought it was interesting, a few verses back, in the same chapter, so I'm reading these in reverse order, Proverbs 24, verse 27. Go ahead, build your career and give yourself to your work. But if you put me first, you'll see your family built up. He wants to be there. You know, he wants to be there when we're building our business, when we're putting our all into our career. But he definitely wants us not to leave everything else in the dust while we're doing it. Right? I know that could sound like that's a message for the day or something. It's supposed to be the offering. But I believe what he's trying to say in that is what we offer our time to, where we put our time, what we choose to do, not just with our finances. Our finances really represent our time that we've done doing something, right? And so I just believe that that's what he's wants for us today, is to find that balance between the two. So Heavenly Father, we just thank you. Thank you for helping us out with this. We need your help, Lord. Help us to find the balance, to keep the balance, to stay in balance. Help us to have the grace to allow those around us to help us be balanced. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Even if it's a hard word, in love. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for speaking through the people around us that so want to see us in balance, just like you. In your holy name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! I love him. And we have the blessing and the honor to sing this song today together. And I get to be with all you amazing people of God. Woo! And you get to be with me. Woo! Psalm 24. God claims the world is his. And it is, right? And it is. Look at your neighbor. Say, it is his. All of it, right? Everything and everyone belongs to him. He's the one who pushed back oceans and let the grinder... dry ground appear. Whew. He's messing me up this morning. Planting firm foundations for the earth. By the way, I'm reading out of the Passion. Okay. Who then ascends into the presence of the Lord? And who has the privilege of entering into God's holy place? Those who are clean, whose works and ways are pure, whose hearts are true and sealed by the truth, those who never deceive, whose words are sure. Does that describe us? No. But we come with his blood on our hands, his blood over our hearts, his blood covering every inch of us, and we ascend through his glorious blood that set us free, that's made us worthy, that's made us worthy. I stand here this morning, and you stand here this morning worthy because of the precious, amazing flow of his blood that cleanses us, that makes us pure, that makes us as white as snow. That's something to shout about, right? Woo. And then he goes on to say, they will receive the Lord's blessing and righteousness given by the Savior God. They will stand before God, for they seek the pleasure of God's face, the God of Jacob. Father, thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Thank you that you came, that you are, that you were, and you will always be. Thank you, Lord, that through your Son, our Savior, that we can come before you. We can come and not only stand at the mountain of the Lord, but we can ascend the mountain of the Lord with clean hands and a pure heart. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So just a quick announcements. But maybe before we do that, the person that usually does our announcements, Marita, is up here in the corner, and she didn't know I was going to call her out here, but she's got some crutches there, I see, and thinking maybe it might be good for us to just kind of point our hands to her and pray for her a little bit. So let's just do that real quick. Just Heavenly Father, we just thank you for Marita. Thank you for her recovering from the damage to her leg, Lord, and whatever other things might have gone on, Lord. We just declare it's a full recovery, a full quick recovery, Lord, that she be whole and 100% and just raring to go for what you have for her in life. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Yeah. So just one quick announcement. This today's picnic over at the park, Loretta French Park. Most of you probably know where that is. If you don't, it's towards the Eagle River, maybe about a mile or so. Something like that on the right. Five ballparks, pretty easy to see. And the church is providing the meat and that type of stuff, but side dishes and things like that. But you'd hopefully have something. And if you don't, come anyway, because there will be plenty. So Yeah, so we're going to let the kids go. The youth are staying in here. And kiddos, Sandra's up there ready for you. And go ahead and do a little meet and greet here for a few minutes, and we'll get ready for the next part.